Thanks, Brad. Good morning. National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook for the coastal region. This afternoon and tonight, a strong cold front will bring gusty winds and rain to the region late tonight. Tomorrow, rain will continue through Tuesday morning before transitioning to showers. Small hail and isolated thunderstorms are also possible, with the best chance late tomorrow night into Wednesday. Sheriff's deputies on patrol in Fairhaven spotted a black Mustang parked in an area near two stolen vehicles that had been previously discovered. One deputy contacted the passenger in the Mustang, 27-year-old Michael Yorovich, who told the deputy the car belonged to the driver, Zach Scott. He said Scott had walked into the dunes, and when the deputy began to search for him, he found Scott ripping the seats out of a blue Nissan pickup truck, the same truck that had been stolen and previously stripped last week. Scott was also on felony probation with a search clause, and deputies searched both the car and Yorovich. Yorovich was found to be in possession of stolen credit cards, one that was connected with another stolen vehicle incident. Scott was booked for tampering with the vehicle, and Yorovich for possession of stolen property. Sheriff's deputies arrested 36-year-old McKinleyville resident Harley Hammer Jr. and 34-year-old Chavone Pratt, also known as Cheval Hammers of Lakeport, after finding them in possession of a stolen vehicle at the McDonald's on 4th Street in Eureka Sunday night. The investigation began Saturday when deputies were called to the Blue Lake Casino on reports of a suspicious vehicle. Deputies inspected the truck and found both front windows had been smashed. They contacted the registered owner, who was out of town, and then went to the residence. Deputies found the house ransacked and that a BMW sedan had been stolen, the same sedan found in Eureka. A friend of the victim then called deputies back to the residence, who reported the home had been burglarized again overnight between Saturday and Sunday, and that additional items, including a washer and dryer, had been taken. Hammer and Pratt were both booked on numerous charges, including outstanding warrants, possession of stolen property, and possession of illicit drugs. Hammer's was held while Pratt was released on her own recognizance. Authorities are still on the lookout for somebody who attempted a kidnapping. Here's Dan Squire with the details and description.
Eureka police are searching for a man suspected of attempting to kidnap a young woman near Booner and J Streets. The suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male with slick-backed dark hair who was driving an older red minivan with a dent in the driver's side door and with a cross hanging from the rearview mirror. The victim reported the suspect also had a tattoo on his right arm and was wearing a gold cross around his neck when he pulled up next to her and ordered her to get in the car. The victim fled on foot, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka police.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS news after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Last week, a woman walked into the Fairway Market in Eureka, threatening the clerk and then demanding the clerk hand over money from the cash register. Clerk had dialed 911 instead, and the woman fled on foot, and despite searching the immediate area, deputies were unable to find her. We've been putting out notices, but now we've learned that authorities have caught her. Because on Friday night, 29-year-old Monica Breezy of Eureka met with deputies at the sheriff's office and told them she was the woman featured in surveillance video released following the incident. Breezy told deputies that she was only joking when she told the clerk she would roll him. But deputies arrested Breezy despite her comedic stylings, and she was booked into county jail on an attempted robbery charge. Breezy has also been arrested for her alleged role in an incident on February 26th, where she stands accused of running her truck into the residence of her boyfriend during an argument, and faces felony vandalism, hit and run, and violation of court order for that incident. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority is expected to receive a $1.75 million grant for a proposed renewable energy program focused on using biomass technology. The biomass power system will be used to power the Blue Lake Rancheria, as well as be used for community-wide energy upgrades. Contract between the Redwood Coast Energy and the CEC is expected to be signed in June. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.